Zak the Hilge Mishnah Weiter Mesechtes Avis Perik Beis Mishnah Yod Gimel Rabbi Shimon Oymer Rabbi Shimon says have a Zohir B'kriyas Shema Ubetfila. Be careful about saying Shema and about davening Shemayna Esrei. To say Shema in its proper time and davening in its proper time. G'shatu Misbalel, and when you daven, Al Tas Tfilas Chokeva. Don't daven like, ugh, I have to daven again. The Batanura says, Ka'odam sheyesh olav choyva, like a person who has this obligation, davar kfua, el rachmim, rather make it one of rachmim, of mercy, v'tzachnunim, lifnei ha'makim baruchu. Imagine you have a problem, and someone says, the king is here, you can present your problem to the king, he'll help you. Oh, baruch Hashem, oh, please, your majesty. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, every person has the chap, you have to realize, we can't live without Hashem's Rachmanis. Hashem gives us life every single day. We thank Hashem for life. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Chanun V'rachim Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chanun, He's gracious. V'rachim Hu, and He's merciful. Erech HaPayim, the Eibusha doesn't get angry fast. V'rav Chesed, there's so much kindness. V'nichim Alara, when it's time to punish, Hashem says, okay, let's not punish so strict. Kadosh Baruch Hu waits for us to do tshuva. Ve'al tirasha bifnei atzmecha. And don't view yourself as a wicked person. What does this mean? One shot is don't do something today that tomorrow you'll be considered a rasha for it. But the Rambam says, al tirasha bi'enecha means a person should never say, oh, yeah, I'm such a rasha after what I did. Because you know what happens? And your Yetzirah says, oh, you're Russia anyway. You may as well eat what you want, look at what you want, say what you want. No, no. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you think of yourself as a wicked person, you'll never do tshuva. There was a great tzaddik, Islanim Chassid, who was friends with Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan used to sometimes go watch him even dance. His name was Rabbi Moshe Midner. Rabbi Moshe Midner taich, the Va'alti Rasha Bifnei Atzmcha. Let's say someone says, oi, but Lamaisa did so many things that would make me a Rasha. Don't stay Bifnei Atzmcha. Go and get good chavrusas. Be between good people because your friends will help you reverse that. The Ber Moshe, the Yerushalayim Rebbe taich, the person that's always on his own. I don't have anything to do with anybody. I don't want to help anyone. I don't want to learn with anyone. I'm on my own. I'm better. Doesn't worry for anyone else's problems. That alone could make him a Rasha. Va'alti Rasha because Bifnei Atzmcha, you're on your own. And finally, the Kazan Samagit touched. Va'alti Rasha Bifnei Atzmcha. Someone shouldn't say, what does anyone care if I'm a Rasha? I'm a Rasha in my own house. No, no, it doesn't work that way. It could be that the whole world is half mitzvahs and half Averis, and you do one Avera, and that tilts everything to the Avera side. And think, I can do one mitzvah and tilt the entire world to the mitzvah side.